In your first segment, though, your reporter, was it Jason, was his name, mentioned that there were people fighting to get on the buses here today, and there was, and I've noticed other people said this, so there's just a little more of an edge today than, say, there was the few days after 9/11, where nobody would push or shove or yell at anybody, nobody would honk a horn. And I think, you know, with this, I mean, at least with 9/11, I mean, we knew there was an enemy, there was somebody who did this, Al-Qaeda and bin Laden, whatever, but who did this? Who did this to me? Why am I having to walk 10 miles to work or fighting to get on this bus? Where does my anger go? It's not going to go toward Mother Nature. I'm not going to really be able to deal with that, so...
Do you think, from everything you've seen and heard, that the authorities have done enough? Were they prepared enough for this?
Well, they weren't prepared, but only in the sense that they haven't accepted that we are going to have more and more and more of this because of the climate change. Mm. Until they all get together on that and then work very hard. But also, our infrastructure needs to be upgraded. This hasn't happened.
I mean, I heard Elliot Spitzer today on Christiane Amanpour, very interesting interview, saying, and included himself in the part of the blame game here, that successive New York mayors and governors, and indeed in New Jersey and other places, had just not done enough to invest in infrastructure to prevent the unthinkable like this.